Hey everyone, welcome back. Another Thrive in EDU episode. This is season 5, episode 24. And it's a bonus episode because I had a lot of questions about my prior episode that was focused on Computer Science Education Week and STEM and coding. So I thought that maybe for the next couple of episodes, I might focus on, you know, specific tools, resources, and whatever, because of the questions that I had. So for today's episode, in the last episode, if you listened, I shared a couple of different resources that you could use, not just during the Hour of Code in the month of December, Computer Science Education Week, but throughout the year, because coding and building STEM skills is important, are important. However, I had some specific questions about one of the tools that I mentioned. And so I thought, why not do a bonus episode here about one of those tools? So today I am going to be talking about MetaLab. And if you have not yet heard of MetaLab, I recommend that you check out their presence on Twitter or X, go to the website, check out the show notes for links specifically. But my first experience with MetaLab came last year, and I teach an 8th grade STEAM emerging technology course, and we cover a lot of different topics. Coding is one of them, and even though they are in the 8th grade, I always love to bring in learning resources, regardless of the age that they're geared for, just to see what their response is. And so whether you're starting a new school year or diving into the Hour of Code, focusing on coding in the month of December, or looking for ideas to start the new year, the new calendar year in 2024, there's always the perfect time to explore some new tools, resources, especially when it comes to STEM in our classes. And it can be difficult to find the resources, whether we have enough time in our day, there might be a cost that's a challenge for it, you know, waiting time, the approval process. There are a lot of different reasons why we can't get these tools into our classrooms right away. However, I'm going to assume that we can all get this tool in our classrooms pretty quickly, like I did, and tell you about two of the robots that they have. And so, as we know, like I mentioned, STEM-focused skills are increasing in demand. Not just now, but in the future. Coding especially is a skill that students need to develop, and it doesn't always have to involve technology and screens. And I think, and I shouldn't say I think, I know from firsthand experience that the first coding class that I went to in this century, and I laugh when I say that, I was surprised at the activities that we were doing because it didn't involve my computer or the Hummingbird robots or anything. It was using post-it notes. However, now I know that finding the right resources is really essential because you want to find something that gives options for potentially different grade levels, content areas, interests of students. There's a lot of considerations. And so when I got my first robot from MetaLab, there are no edits in this podcast, but when I got the first robot from MetaLab, I remember being just so excited. And it was a robot that was for early learners at the age of 3 and above. And when you think, wait a minute, really? A 3-year-old can code? Yes, because the Tailbot Pro is screen free. It is a small robot, has arrows, color coded, lights on the top. So, and also cards that come with it. So the students can learn about coding using the cards or using the arrows and symbols on top. They don't have to know how to read yet, and they become familiar with it. And so there are mats that come in these activity pads that students can dive into. My favorite example is to talk about the life cycle of a frog. So let's say you've just taught this in your class. You have the Tailbot Pro. And the students have the robot and they have the mat, and you tell them, okay, I want you to program the robot so that it follows through and goes through the mat through the cycle that you've learned about. And so that's one really neat thing about it. It also comes with some other sticker packs and things in an activity set that you can use. And my students loved it, whether they were in eighth grade or older, but it was great for me just to see how they just dove in and figured it out. They were excited about it. The mats that come with the Tailbot Pro are laminated, so they're easy to clean, easy to store, and there's so many opportunities for kids to learn about a lot of things related to the content, but also about coding. So then we dove into the next level up, and that was the VinciBot. And the VinciBot is for students a little bit older than using the Tailbot Pro. And with this one, what they do is it's usually for students ages 8 and up. But of course, in my class, we try all of the different products because I want to know what the student experience is, what their questions are. And so the great thing about the coding robots that come from Matata Lab is that they're very versatile. There are, in this case with VinciBot, they can integrate with Lego building bricks. The students can code on the screen. They can see whatever they've created basically come to life, and it's interactive. So they can code a robot and build an obstacle course. They can have it do a dance routine. I had mine do the tango because I'm a Spanish teacher and also a technology teacher, but it's hands-on and it takes the concept of coding, which for some can seem to be challenging or difficult, but it brings it into like a real world application and students build their understanding of it at their own pace. And so when they figure out how it works, the functionalities of it, they learn about coding, but they also can have independence in learning. They develop a sense of ownership over where they are going in their learning journey. And so it's fun. It is a way to build imagination. It helps to boost creativity and spark curiosity. So there are a lot of benefits that are available to students when they learn about coding, when they have robots like this and can create something and they can share it with their classmates, with their teachers, with their families, showcase what they've done. It's just a really fun way to learn. And when we think about coding, initially you might think it's really difficult, that it takes a lot of time. You have to have a certain level of knowledge, but maybe with some products and platforms you do. However, with Matata Lab, these robots that I've used in my classroom, my students have used, I've shared them at conferences, they make coding really fun. I giggle sometimes when I see what the students create, and they just really enjoy it. And so it doesn't take a ton of time. They can code quickly. They see the results. They understand the process involved in coding, and it just helps them to develop an interest that perhaps maybe they didn't know they had. And when thinking about the future, STEM skills are highly in demand, and knowing about coding is not necessarily an option anymore. It's something that we all need experience with, especially our students, no matter what their age is, early learners as young as 3, all the way up into adults. And so it's really important. So when we bring these products in and give students a chance, whether they work independently or in a small group, you know, building collaboration, they're going to build those in-demand skills set up by World Economic Forum Job Skills Outlook, which is available for 2027. But the in-demand skills that have been around, like the collaboration, the creativity, the critical thinking, problem solving, all of the, you know, the C's, 4 C's, 5 C's, however many, but also, you know, developing resilience. We can also connect it to social emotional learning. And so if you think, I don't have time for this, it's going to take too long, I don't know where to begin, my students are too young, I don't teach a content area relevant to, you know, a STEM focus, it's okay because you can use these products, these robots for anything. And I love sharing about them. I take them with me to any session that I do that's focused on STEM. Just to share, and I can tell you that the educators, when they see them and they see the robot, how quickly I program it, they're really excited about it and all that comes with it. So just wanted to share that for today's pop-up episode. I did talk about Metata Lab and the Tailbot Pro and the Vinci Bot in the prior episode, but I received some messages via different social media networks and some emails. And so I thought, you know what, I'll talk about it in greater detail just to give you an idea of it. But as far as startup time, don't worry about it taking a ton of time to dive in because it's a really easy setup. And if you teach elementary school, pre-K, for example, getting the whole activity box that comes with the Tailbot Pro with the sticker booklets and it has the mask you can put on the robot, it's a lot of fun, regardless of if your students are age of 3 or older, just to see what their response is. And again, what I really love about it is that coding doesn't always have to involve technology. So there's so much technology and we worry about the over-reliance on it. So the fact that Tailbot Pro has screen-free coding makes it a fantastic choice, especially if you are just diving into coding and getting students started. I have my students use it and I have images of them and everybody always laughs when I say, oh, they were actually juniors in high school when they used this, but it was great to see what their perceptions were of it, how they interacted with it, what they thought about it. And so if you do decide to try the Tailbot Pro for the younger students, you're going to get an activity box that has materials that gives kids a chance to create if they want with the stickers and some blank mats, or to learn about coding in a way that's easy and comfortable because you have color coordinated like labels on top of the robot, the command cards that come with it where they can visualize the code that they're going to use before actually programming the robot. And then when they go through it and they see it worked or it didn't work, then they think, well, we have to do some debugging of this robot. So then they can look at the cards. Focus on content. There are, I believe, 10 cross-curricular interactive maps that are focused on math and science and music and then animals and numbers. There's a blank one that's great for those stickers that come with it. So students can create their own story. It's engaging for sure, regardless of the age of the learner. It has sounds, it has dance moves, you can record your voice. There's a lot that you can do with it. And so I just wanted to add a little bit more based on the feedback that I got from my prior episode. So if you are interested, check out the show notes. I'll put a link there for Metata Lab products, also some information about purchasing them and the Vinci Bot. And if you do have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. I hope that you will subscribe to my podcast and also my blog, which is www.rdene915.com. And you get a newsletter twice a month that I share upcoming events related to all different topics, a lot of which are AI or topics that are really at the focus point in education. So as always, thanks for listening, and I will catch you the next